Coach Jody Menza joins me. Hey, Jody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, you made it to the games over the weekend. The cold weather didn't keep you inside.
No, it was quite the trip there. Well, two road games, so yeah. We're on the bus, and it was the 30, 40 below weather. The bus wasn't heating up, so it was a pretty chilly ride there and back.
Fort St. John and Grand Prairie, both were losses, so can we blame the temperature for that?
Yeah, it was really cold on the way home, let's say, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Were they frustrating losses or were they hard-fought losses?
Frustrating losses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Fort St. John was a good game Friday night, but dying seconds there, we couldn't close it out and then ended up losing in the shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Prairie, we trailed all game but then came back late in the third, and then, again, dying seconds of the third period, they scored the winner. So that was a very frustrating game. We'll just have to regroup here for next weekend.
A few guys in here who talk about the parity in the league now. This is your first year coaching, right?
Second. I coached last year with Ken as well, yeah.
Was it this tight last year in the league too?
No, this year is very tight. Last year there was the, you know, 3-4 teams, us, Grand Prairie, Dawson, and Fort St. John, and then mm-hmm. kind of trailed off a little bit. But this year, anybody can beat anybody on a given night here, so it's very tight.
As a coach, do you like that?
Yeah, it makes it exciting, and I guess it's something to look forward to, right? So
yeah.
It's a little bit more of a challenge. It's definitely nicer and more competitive, for sure.
What made you decide you wanted to coach?
Well, I coached before I moved back home here in Whitecourt. I coached the midget AA team there for 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Took a break from coaching here to raise two daughters and did some figure skating stuff with the local figure skating club here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ken phoned me up there late in the summer and just asked if I would help him out. So gave it some thought, committed to it. Yeah, so it's been awesome ever since, for sure.
Do you and Ken go way back? You were friends before this?
We play hockey together, yeah. So
okay.
So I met Ken through my wife. My wife and Ken went to school together, and then when I moved back here, I joined Ken's rec hockey team, and then that's how Ken and I know each other. So
okay, was this the Stars?
The Stars, yeah.
The Stars. Sure. Ken played with the Stars, or yeah. Does he still sometimes?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're still there. Yeah.
Nice. I had a chance to get out and play with you once this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good time. Who did we play? We played Cal Tire, I believe. Billy Sheets' team, wasn't it?
Probably. Yeah, near the start there. Yeah,
those
for sure.
Grinders. How are you guys doing, by the way? The Stars doing this year?
We're getting older, but we're still having fun.
You get a lot of guys in the men's league who could easily play in the... Well, you do play in the 35-plus, right?
Yeah, we still like to...
Dabble?
Yeah, dabble a little bit. So we every other week we're in the old-timers league. Yeah, you bet.
Do you like it when the guys from the Navs get out and get to play with the guys who are a little bit older, too? Because I find it fun when some of the guys come out.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right? Because then there's a little bit of, you know, you get the chirping back and forth a little bit once in a while. So it's fun.
Thinking back to when you first wanted to coach and you stepped in, you're behind the bench the first time. Did you have a lot of nerves or did you have a lot of focus? Did you know exactly what you wanted to do?
Like the very first time when you're young, I was young at that time too. And so it's nervous and you don't really have any experience to draw on other than what, you know, when you were a player, and sometimes those experiences aren't the right ones to deliver down. But it's definitely, there's some nerves there, but as you kind of grow, you learn from different people or try to steal different things, right? And,
sure.
And try to develop from that, for sure.
Do you read a lot of coaching books?
Yeah, especially this year. Ken and I we've got the up and down season here. There's a lot of research, if you will. Not necessarily that the magic wand type of a thing, but try to, you're looking for some tools or some different mm-hmm. angles or something like that to get the message across sometimes, for sure.
Do you look at other sports and coaches for influence?
Yeah, there's not necessarily other coaches, but maybe some other players, you know, like I know Michael Jordan had a lot of good stuff, right, from coming from basketball and those sorts of things. Yeah, you definitely look outside more, you know, there's football, there's all kinds of good stuff there too, right? So
we had Albert in here last week, and we talked about how the goal of the team is to, it's not just about hockey, it's about turning these young boys into men. When you think about that and the influence that you have on these guys, is there a lot out of your life that you could bring in? And what are some of those moments that you can bring in to help these guys?
I guess I always looked at myself as when I was a player, I was a hard worker. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's the only thing I had, right? So you really try to instill those sorts of values and try to get the guys to be a contributor, you know, on and off the ice, contribute to your teammates, contribute to the community, because that's going to help you later in life. And that's one thing I'm big on is kind of making sure you're involved for sure.
What's been the most impressive part of the season so far for you this year?
Most impressive part, probably our 10-2 start, or even 11-3. I mean, that was pretty amazing. They were just there, just doing it, not even realizing it, right?
Yeah.
And just doing all the things right. So that definitely was impressive. But probably, you know, more recent is how we've battled to kind of get ourselves back onto the right track. Probably the last 3-4 weeks here since after Christmas. It's been tough, and then they've just kind of stuck to it, and we've got flashes of it coming back here, so we're excited to see what's going to happen here in the next few weeks for sure.
What about the biggest thing you want to improve on?
Probably, you know, we were talking about that the other night, probably our play without the puck and just consistency. You know, we have all the guys on the same page, the same night, the same time. You know, there's the possibilities endless. I mean, that's like that weekend we had with Fort St. John, and then the next weekend Dawson Creek, the 9-4 pounding, right? Everything was just going the right way. The guys were prepared the right way, and things just happened. So it's finding that consistency, and hopefully comes in here soon, and we can carry on for sure.
Excellent. Let's have some fun before we send you off here, Jody. As a coach, what is or when was the best tantrum you've seen pulled by a coach behind the bench?
Oh man, probably I don't know exactly who it was, but I know there was throwing sticks and water balls, just rifling everything off the bench there. Yeah. And I can't remember what it was, and it ended up turning into a brawl or whatever, but it was pretty good sight for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How does it make you feel when you see guys sticking up for each other on the team, especially because they're so young this year, right?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's the best part. I love that when they're, you know, and we've been big on trying to get these guys to, you know, own some space on the ice, especially in front of the nets, right?
Yeah.
And so I love it when they're, you know, sticking up for their partner or their goaltender in front of the, you know, tightening the net there and putting somebody on the ice. So yeah. I love that for sure.
Excellent. Yeah. Coach Jody Menza from the North Peace Navigators joins us in the wheelhouse. It's been Navs Now for Cal Tire, Wednesday, February 6th. Thanks, Jody. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kent.